Hi, and welcome to the QuitCast for Writers. This is the show that helps you know what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. My name is Becca Syme, and I am a success coach for authors with thousands of hours in coaching some of the most successful people in this industry. My goal in this podcast is to help you understand why you're not having success if you aren't, and how to double down on the success you're already having. Anyone can tell you what worked for them, and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why. Welcome to the QuitCast.
What we typically do here is we talk about the why behind why things work and why they don't. I want to talk about why resolutions work and why they don't, and how we can utilize that information to help us get to where we want to get. What is the purpose of the resolution? And so let's dive right in. When you hear someone set an intention and you hear them like make a resolution, I'm going to whatever, write 4 books this year. I'm going to make $100,000 this year, whatever the intention is. What that is supposed to produce, what it produces in roughly 15% of the population is an alignment. It is supposed to produce, so speaking in strengths language, the most common sources of this are belief and focus, but you can also get it from a combo of restorative deliberative sometimes, and then strategic along with other things, sometimes achiever, but usually it's a bigger combo when strategic is involved because you have to overcome the best seeking mentality of strategic that's always trying to shortcut everything into the path of least resistance. But usually the alignment strengths for the most part are belief and focus. And then, like I said, you can have some other things that will manufacture this. But the way that these alignment strengths work are I set a goal. If I'm a high focus, I say, I'm going to write 4 books this year. And then my blinders go on to everything else that is outside of that focus goal. So I'm going to write 4 books this year. I get the opportunity to try to write a screenplay. I'm not going to do that because I want to write 4 books this year. I get the opportunity to take 3 weeks of vacation to go to Italy and hang out in a villa. I'm not going to do that because I need to write 4 books this year. And I've already looked at my year and I know exactly what it's going to take me to do this. And the focus goal on a daily basis, what the goal does is it encourages the blinders to come on constantly up for things that do not belong inside of the path to the goal. And that is how that alignment works. When it's belief, it's more of a, I hold this value to be true, and I'm going to make my behavior align with that value. So every time I have a behavior that happens that takes me off the path that I want to be aligned to, this little belief radar goes, hang on a second, that's not something we want to be doing. Let me move us back into alignment. And so if you have one of those two personality traits, and usually it works the best if you have both of them, or if you have something like focus and futuristic together, or if you have something like achiever strategic focus, or, you know, the let's both align ourselves and also let's keep moving, right? That deliberative, let's keep going, achiever, right? Let's keep going. So when you have some of these traits that naturally produce an ability to both align you and to keep you moving forward, then if you set an intention at the beginning of the year, you are more likely to follow through on that intention because on a daily basis, what that focus goal is doing is it's keeping you aligned to the behaviors. If you do not have the ability to keep yourself aligned when you set a resolution, an intention, or a goal, then you are not going to accomplish that goal because of the goal setting. It's going to happen for a different reason. This is why Becca's constantly questioning the premise or QTPing the idea that you have to set resolutions. Because for 85% of us, resolutions will never work. Not just that they may not work, but that they will never work. Because I am a 10 out of 10 in my desire to accomplish the resolution on January 1st. And by February 1st, I've been an 8 out of 10. And by February 14th, I'm at a 2 out of 10. And maybe some of us have forgotten our resolutions by January 3rd and January 5th and January 14th. So we don't have the internal capacity that will naturally align us to our resolutions. And so therefore, setting the resolutions are irrelevant. Essentially, they're a complete waste of our time because all they produce is about 2 weeks of good behavior if we are not wired for the resolutions to work longer than that. But if we can understand why the resolution works for the people it works for, we can often reproduce or shortcut the capacity to set a goal or set an intention or make a resolution that will produce the outcome that it will produce for people who have the ability to do that, who can actually put those blinders on like a focus, or who can maintain alignment to that anchor belief like a belief person can, right? So, and again, for those of you who don't know, I'm using Clifton Strengths terminology because I'm a certified Clifton Strengths coach. And so that's where that language comes from. Okay. So if I am not able to, on a daily basis, continue to have my focus blinders on, then setting the resolution is going to be counterproductive sometimes, because I often make myself feel guilty about it. Like, I'll set a resolution on January 1st. And then when I don't meet it, or when I, you know, fall off, then I'm like, oh, I'm such a bad person. I don't want this bad enough. So then we try to increase our motivation, but the motivation isn't the reason that we're not doing it. The reason you're not doing it is because you don't possess the internal wiring to make the resolution happen just by saying it. And no amount of me just saying that intention or speaking that intention is going to make a difference. In fact, there are a lot of people then who will be like, well, speak your intention every single day. But even some of us can't manufacture the intention for an entire 24-hour period after we speak the intention, because we don't have that realignment capacity. When we can make a resolution work, then, let's say, the tactical way that we can make it work is by understanding how our individual brains are responding to data on a daily, minute by minute, day by day basis, and trying to hack that behavior in order to make or manufacture the behavior of the high focus or the high belief person. And this is why adult behavioral change tends not to work, because there are so many things working against us, like the new year, new me fallacy, which it is a fallacy, by the way. You are the same you that went to bed yesterday on December 31st and woke up today on January 1st. You're the same person. Nothing has changed. But the reason that is not bad news is because if I know myself and I know how to get the best work out of myself, then I can change without needing a New Year's resolution. I can change without having to wait for January 1st of 2024 when I stop doing the behaviors that I wanted to do January 1st, 2023. I can understand and control my brain better. And this is what we do around here at the Better Faster Academy, is we try to help us understand how is my brain processing this so that I can know how to do what I need to do. Most of us who fall outside of the 15% of people who are able to sort of realign ourselves naturally, most of us need some kind of external management or a manufacturing of external circumstances in order to change behavior like that on such a deep and fundamental level. So you either need a crisis to happen that requires you to do this, like you get a medical diagnosis, or you are almost out of money, or something happens that creates this constant awareness for you of the change in your behavior that is mimicking or manufacturing the blinders, right? Some of us, most of us need that. in order to get the resolutions to work. Because just me declaring this is what I'm going to do on January 1st is pretty much meaningless for almost all of us, because most of us don't have the capacity to change our behavior on a moment by moment basis just because we declared something to be true. Like, I remember Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy on The Office, right? Where he just walks out into the office and is like, I declare bankruptcy. And everybody's like, that's not how that works, though. And I feel like this every year on January 1st, when everybody's like, I declare that I will do 5 different new changes. And I'm like, okay, Michael, like, yeah, but you're not doing the things that you need to do to support that behavior long term. And so it's probably not going to happen. So one of the things that I think excel in, and again, I guess the testament would be, do our clients think we excel at this? But one of the things I think we excel in is treating reality as though it's reality and not trying to pretend that whatever it is that's true about the world doesn't exist, and dealing with reality and then trying to utilize what's really true to help us get what we actually want, instead of constantly feeling like we should be doing something better than we are, but not actually having the tools, support, or resources to do it, because we don't go out and get ourselves the tools, support, and resources to help our January or December 31st self be different from our January 1st self. So the first thing I want to say is, if you have never had a resolution work before, I want you to do a postmortem on why it hasn't worked. And don't do the thing that we always do of like, oh, I was lazy. Like, oh, I eventually got lazy. No, I want to know the specific causal reason why you didn't. Here's a couple of examples. A lot of people will say, oh, I'm going to write 4 books this year, but not take into account that they have an intellection process that only really allows them to do 2. And in that case, then we need to realign our expectations to 2. Stop living in the fantasy world where we can write 4 or 10 or 12 or 24. And allow ourselves to proceed with the expectation that is closer to our reality. And again, I say this every time we talk about planning, positivity, and futuristic people. You can ignore me. It's fine. Reality is not for you. Shooting for reality will make you underperform instead of overperform. So, but for most of us, we will not overperform if we shoot for something that isn't actually true. So for some of us, that I want to write 4 books gets derailed because we don't have a process that allows us to write faster because of how our brain has to function in order to create the books. For some of us, we can't write more because we have a family that requires more commitment from us than we remember when we sit down to plan. So for some of us, it's the reality of our past choices that have changed the choices we can make in the present day. And we are not always dealing with the reality of those situations. We're living in a fantasy world where I'm going to say no to my kids when they ask me if they can add another sport to their itinerary this year. If I'm not the person who's going to say no to my children when they ask me to change what my expectations of their behavior are, then I need to not hold myself accountable for being that person. I need to allow myself to be the person who's going to let them have the next sport or do an additional play or whatever it is that's going to interfere with my ability to write. Some of us are not writing 4 books because our health situation has changed, or because we need our health situation to change and it needs drastic attention from us. And that's going to require that we can't live the way that we used to, where we were turned off from the neck down and not paying attention to what our bodies were telling us. Some of us have burned out and we're not able to write 4 books, or 4 is just the number that I'm setting for us of what our intention is. We're not able to write 4 books because things have changed and we are now more stressed or more tired or, you know, whatever it is than we used to be. And that's the part that we have to change and overcome, not the trying harder to write more books. Because if our resolutions are primarily based around our willpower and motivation, they are going to fail because those eventually run out. So they have to be based in reality. And one of the biggest things that we have seen be true about when resolutions actually work is when you get the support, the tools, and the resources to help your resolutions happen. So yes, absolutely. If you think about things like working out or losing weight, it might be hiring a coach to help you, you know, or doing something like the continuous glucose monitors or something like that. Like that might be the support that you use to help you accomplish the goals. But again, it still requires some reality about your life system. Are you going to have the time to change how you prepare meals? Do you have the time to add going to the gym every day? Do you have the time to add all these things, right? Like we're not dealing in reality. We live in a fantasy realm on January 1st. Every year. And it's both fun, like grab some popcorn fun, and also kind of painful to watch, because I know that what's going to happen when we disappoint ourselves is that a lot of us are going to take that disappointment to heart. We're going to be very serious about feeling like we've let ourselves down, when the reality is the only person who let us down was the person who convinced us that on January 1st, we need to believe that we're a new me. Because it's a new year. You're the same you. Let's deal with you as you are. But again, understanding why these things happen is the key to controlling them. The key to executing on your New Year's resolution or the intention that you want to set or the thing that you want to be differently is living your life differently from here on out. And that often means that we can't go back to life the way that it used to be. If any of you have ever made dietary changes before and you have lost weight and you want to keep the weight off, you know, if you stop eating sugar and you lose a whole bunch of weight, you can't just go back to eating sugar again. You're going to put all that weight back on. That is the most predictable thing ever, right? So your life may be forever different if you actually do transform into what you are hoping to transform into in order to be a different person. You might not have the certain things that you have now. You might not be able to make the choices that you're making now. And again, that's why change often doesn't happen, is because we get very comfortable making the decisions on a day-by-day basis that we're currently making. And if we want to make different decisions, we have to manufacture that blinder experience of the high focus person in some way. We have to manufacture the ability to convince ourselves to make different choices in the moment that the choice is presented to us. Because what I want to do on January 1st bears almost no relevance whatsoever to the choice that I'm actually going to make when I'm presented with the choice. Like I can't pretend that that's not the case. And so one of the things that we do at the Better Faster Academy, which I appreciate a lot about us, is we run regular writing challenges. We do these every month. If you follow us on Crowdcast, you'll be able to see, you know, see the schedule for this, but, and check this out. And we run regular challenges every single month. We have a manuscript time block challenge where you can write in your manuscript or think or process or plot or whatever. You can work in your manuscript and get credit for that in the potential of winning a coaching opportunity with us, like getting a free coaching slot, essentially, just by working in your manuscript. And we run that every single month. And if you come to the coaching, the free coaching at the beginning of the month, you'll see we also often run monthly challenges where we will give everyone who participates in the challenge a particular prize, like a free book or a course or a discount coupon or a discount for coaching or something like that. For everyone who participates in this challenge for the month. So some of it is you have the opportunity to win things by doing manuscript work. Some of it is you will get a prize for doing the manuscript work. But we try to use that as the external motivation that some of us need in order to get into our manuscript more regularly. Because if you want to be doing something like I want to write more books this year than I wrote before, then you may need that external accountability system in order to help yourself make the daily choices, because you need the blinders to go on. So what we commit to doing at the BFA is we commit to helping you make those choices more consistently. And then we offer courses or programs or, you know, whatever. And a lot of them are free. You do not have to pay us in order to take advantage of what we offer, because all of us are writers. And it matters to us that the industry is a safe and sane place to work. And so we do an awful lot of work that we just want to do so that everybody can partake in it. And then if you want a deeper level of support, resources, and tools, then you can take one of our courses. We have a burnout course. We do development courses. We have Write Better Faster, Market Better Faster. We do strengths coaching. Like, we have all these opportunities, including our Patreon, that you can check out if you want more support and tools. But the key is, it doesn't have to be us that you come to. You do not have to coach with us. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. But you can't continue to set intentions for yourself and expect the intention themselves to magically work if they are not producing the outcome that they're supposed to be producing. So questioning the premise of whether resolutions work or not is all about, is the resolution or the intention producing the thing in me that it's supposed to produce when it's successful? And if it is not encouraging me to make different decisions every single day ad infinitum, then it's not the right system for me and I need to find a different system. So my encouragement, if it does not consistently work for you, is by all means, please set the intention. That's fine. But get the support to make the intention happen. That is more important for me. I just want to see us feel more successful and be more successful in the upcoming year. So in the upcoming year, speaking of the upcoming year, we have a lot of plans for content that we're going to release onto this QuickCast, onto the Patreon, and onto our newsletter. The Dear Becca newsletter, we do regular, like, where you can submit coaching questions, and then I will write a letter and answer the coaching question. We do the live public coaching. We have obviously coaching and courses as well. And I just want to encourage you to do something today that is going to get you to where you want to be, because the thing that makes the resolutions work is the decisions to be different that happen consistently. We need to keep aligning ourselves into the path that we are on, the path that we want to be on. And we have to continue to do the work, because just hoping that there's going to be a silver bullet experience that will just magically make you accomplish your resolutions is magical thinking. It is, unless you are wired that way, which some of us are, but unless you are wired that way, it is not likely to work. So let's do the thing that will actually work for us. And if it is setting intentions, then by all means do that and set your resolutions, and it will change you regularly. But if it doesn't work for you, then let's do the thing that does work. That's my goal for us this year, is just let's do more of what works and less of what doesn't. And let's aggressively question the premise of the stuff that doesn't work or that is not helpful, and stop believing things that are not getting us where we want to go. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. I have a special episode with Claire Taylor where we're going to talk about the Enneagram. We're going to do some more work on author success archetypes and on other sustainability practice things coming up this year. So I hope everyone has an amazing week, and I hope to see you at our live public coaching and potentially maybe even in our writing challenges or on our Patreon or in a course. All right. Bye, everybody.